Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please?
Hi, Nina. I have a external number I can give you, or I can give you a phone number. I'm at Best Buy. I'm calling on behalf of the customer.
Okay, and what is your name?
It's Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E.
And which part of Best Buy?
The external number. Oh, Geek Squad Client Care Delivery. That's who I'm with. Large product fulfillment resolution, if you want to get really, 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 really tight about
large
it.
Large product fulfillment.
LPRF, Large LPR. Product Fulfillment Resolution.
Okay, large product.
But I want to give you a number for a customer named Eleanor. I can give you a phone number because it's a good chance it's not routed at all anyway.
Okay, you have an external order number?
Yeah. It's 0708, and then B like boy, D like David, 03.
0708 boy delta 03.
Yes.
So one moment, I'm going to access that account. Eleanor Whitmer.
Whitmer. Now, you all went out there on the 8th. I'm sure you probably see that one, March 8th.
Yes.
But let me ask you, do you see anything for today, May 1st?
Let's check it out. May 1st. Not on this order, so do you have another order number?
I don't. All the thing I could do is just give you the customer's phone number and see if you had something for May 1st under a different order number on your side.
Okay. I can do that. And let's see what's...
You didn't see nothing associated with the March 8th for May 1st, right? Nothing. Okay.
Not on this order. I just see April 8th and... I mean, March 8th, April 22nd, and it's like a big order that's canceled except like one service.
See, the customer got a dishwasher that hasn't been installed yet, and that's part of what the problem is, a dishwasher and a refrigerator. So should I give you a phone number? We can look at it from a phone number perspective instead of that external number, which covered those two dates.
Certainly.
But you probably got the phone number from the original order, right?
That's what I'm doing now.
Okay, thank you. I got somebody else looking at this.
And you said the customer is...
It's a refrigerator and a dishwasher that hasn't been delivered yet. I know you guys would be assigned to the dishwasher because that's considered complex install. It's above the level of a regular delivery team. That's why you guys are helping us, because this is complex install like a dishwasher, not basic install like a lot of the appliances are, like washers, dryers, fridge. They're usually basic install, not complex, but dishwasher is always complex. So
A water line for a fridge? Is there a water line too?
Okay. Let's see. I know that would usually make it fit under you all.
If it's a fridge, the water line, I don't know about the fridge.
Oh, you had something for a water line?
No, I'm asking you because you said that a fridge and a dishwasher was supposed to, that's what the customer is inquiring about. And we do water line installs and gas installs.
Right, I see. No, I didn't see nothing about a water line being installed. No.
So it's a freestanding fridge, nothing else.
Right. I mean, if anything, just connecting to existing water line, not putting in a new one with a valve and all that.
I'm loading the phone number. The phone number 239-595-4546. That's the number that's on the account.
Right. 239-595-4546. Correct. Absolutely.
Still loading.
I'm pretty sure you won't have it because I just got a message from somebody saying somebody force completed this order as if it had got delivered. I know you guys didn't, you know.
I see. Well, let's see. Is this the other order? I see two orders came up. This one is 03. The other one, that's this one. Let's see what this order is.
So you did find something.
Yes. Open order. For customer Whitmer on Hinsdale. It's
hold
for the
on,
third.
My order thing.
And it has a water line and dishwasher on it. For installation.
So you found something for what date, though? What date?
For May 3rd.
You found something for May 3rd? Hold on.
This order was created April the 26th.
So there is a future scheduling that you see for May 3rd. Now,
and
if you could,
this just for installation, not delivery.
They don't work. So, there's no product with it.
No. Not with this order.
It's just to do what?
Install
what?
A water line and a dishwasher.
Okay. XPO has an order for May 3rd to install water line and dishwasher.
Yes.
Do you see a Best Buy order number on there? Like that last Best Buy order number that I didn't have to tell you. Ending 102.
Yes. Wait a minute. That must be the first one. Let's look at the first.
That was the first one. Yeah. What order number do you have for this new one? That's going to help me tremendously to look it up.
Oh, well, the external order number.
Was the original one. Huh?
I'm 677-08170.
Say that number again. 6.
That's
seven.
External order number. No, yeah, 677. 08170.
Now we have these numbers called FMS numbers.
That's
so
that
I'm
number.
Looking for something. Huh?
That's the FMS number.
Good. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go to that.
So what is the issue with this order? Because I can tell there's an issue.
The customer's looking for their products, and ain't nothing scheduled today. Part of our system shows the products and stuff is already done, and the customer don't have anything. So
this order is
the
correction order then.
I'm thinking it's a system glitch.
And they created a new order.
Glitch.
No, that what they did was the customer requested the services, and because on the other order, everything is cancel. So they created a new order, which is this order. But they did that on April the 29th.
Right. Which
is, what and today is?
So yesterday. I got the Best Buy order number ends in 947.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding. Oh, that's the alternative reference number that ends in 947.
Yeah, for us, that's the order number that you know, that we keep of it from a store side. Like, for example, on that order you just gave me, your external number ends in 64F. Okay? The one you just gave me. The external number, which is your job number, ends in 664F. 071E664F. Now, I can't go into the system using your number, and then you can't go in the system using the one that ends in 947. That's our order number, our retail order number.
Okay.
But I was able to go in under that FMS number that ends in 170. Thank you so much. That's how I'm able to see that.
You're welcome.
But some kind of way they left the product behind. This is amazing. But listen,
okay.
Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
What's happened now? So the product
they wasn't going to pick up the dishwasher. They wasn't going to pick up the dishwasher, right? They going to pick it up somewhere and install it, or they were just going there thinking the dishwasher is already there?
That's what this order looks like. And the thing is when they get their time frame call the night before and see that, okay, what they install in the dishwasher and it's not there, that's when the customer would be calling us horribly angrier than it was all these cancels on the other day.
Right.
So that's why I was looking at this order. If this order was canceled, let's see, dishwasher on April the 22nd, which was not long ago. And this is a service. Where's the product? Now, this says dishwasher cancel and the kit. So that means that the April 22nd, 23rd, they would have to have returned it back to the warehouse. And I don't see any notes past March the 17th. On the first order. How is that?
So it's like maybe they thought that at least the refrigerator, I don't know, maybe they thought something would be delivered by us, but yeah, this order got messed. Let me see. I got to see what date that was. Oh, yeah, you already knew that, too. That was made on the 29th or something.
Okay, so the dishwasher is at the warehouse?
No, we don't know where the dishwasher is right now. Because somebody marked the orders to complete it. So you would think the dishwasher has been taken from the warehouse and delivered already. But
and so on this end, it says cancel.
That last order you gave me?
I'm looking at the original order.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't want to go back to the original. I want to stay with your new one. Because that is something looking forward for the customer, whereas the other stuff, I don't have anything. So with that one, they got two haulaways on there, too. Did you see that for the latest one? The one for May 3rd?
No.
Did you see haulaways on there, too? You don't?
No.
So maybe they're going to have somebody else do the haulaway.
No, the home delivery team going to do it. I mean, see, it's a fridge on here. And there's no installation on here, so the home delivery team, and we need to confirm that they're delivering it before May 3rd, or else it's going to be a time frame conflict and
right,
another
right,
issue.
Right. Okay, but listen, what you gave me was so helpful, because it's still a confusing situation, but I got that to help try to clear it up, okay?
Oh, yes.
And I thank you, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, that'll do. I'll make sure I put some notes on this stuff, too, okay?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, my
let
notes
me do
as
that
well.
Now.
That's
yeah.
what I'm doing.
Okay.
Letting them know about the new order and the old order. Both notes will be on both
right.
accounts.
Right. Let me do something real quick. You probably can see it if you refresh.
I like that.
Yep, that's what we, you know, it's confusing enough that if people.
And then we helping everybody else get it together, because we hope they do it the same way.
Yeah, I got a customer on the line, believe it or not, that's suffering from this. Okay, if you look in the new one that you just gave me, the 64F, I got a note on that one. Then I'm going to go back to the previous one and put a note, the same note on that one.
4 install of dishwasher and water line on May 3rd. Now we need to know.
Right, you want to know by May 3rd if the product going to be there. I know.
Delivery
otherwise,
day,
like I said, they'd be wondering, what you coming here for? It ain't got no dishwasher.
No, they're going to pre-call. It ain't going to even get that far.
Oh,
they're
going to
pre-call
them
the night before.
Yeah,
and they're going to say, okay, what you coming for? It ain't nothing here. Really?
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what we don't want. It's bad enough. Yep. Let me see. Yeah. I'm going to put my same note in this other guy, the one we started with. So the same note I'm putting in the first and the last, because it kind of talks about both anyway. Let me see.
Now, and I must tell you, Tyrone, that we need the delivery date. And I have delivery date in big letters. So they'll know. We need it. Because we know it's going to happen.
Yeah. So I just added my note, so you can, whether you was looking in the FMS ending in 2480 or the other one we looked at ending in 8170, I got the same note in there about this problem here, okay?
Okay. I don't know why I don't see your note.
Well, you have to come out and go back in if you use an FMS similar to ours. You
not refresh.
It ain't gonna refresh. Like it act like some old, you know. Like an old sister.
And you know, I know a company that's so successful, and I didn't understand what they were saying. Like they on the, I was still on the old sister. I understand that.
Well, I say it act like an old sister.
Oh yeah, because I like that stuff. I like that.
When she acting up, I know you have to refresh it.
Okay. When DMS acting up, I know that she been having an overall, a tune-up. And then she get to working smoothly like a Cadillac.
So listen, I think I'm going to let you go because I got to get back with some people to try to clear this stuff. I appreciate you. I made sure I put my notes in there on both of those. Were you able to refresh and see it or no?
Yes, I guess I don't see your name, but I see Best Buy API. That's you.
If it talks about what we
the
just talked about.
The client had not received dishwasher or refrigerator, yes.
Yep, you got me. Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. I'll talk to you next time. I hope it won't be complicated next time.
Oh, I hope it will be so we can resolve, settle. The problem.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything
Bye-bye.
Else I can help you with today?
That'll be it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. XPL. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.